On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for a little bit of rapid fire where Mark and I try to stump each other with some trivia questions. Sometimes they're easy. Sometimes they are impossible. Mark usually gives me the hard crap from Canada, so we'll see how many Canadian questions he comes up with today. So
I don't think I have anything from Canada this week. So
okay. All right. Well, that's good because I suck at the Canada stuff.
Okay. Well, and you live closer to Canada than I do, so you should be better at it.
Well, that's true. Okay. Are you ready for question number one?
I am.
Okay, who are the only two members of Accept to be on every album?
Who? Really?
Yeah.
I know Wolf Hoffman would be one of them.
Yep, that's one. He's the only original member left now.
And so there's another guy who's been on every album?
Yep, and he has since left, since the last album.
Is it Peter Baltz?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. Woohoo.
Bass player. Apparently, he lives in the Philadelphia area.
I believe he does. So you should go look and tell him you want his spot.
Yeah. they've already got somebody, but that'd be pretty cool. I like Accept a lot.
I think they're playing in your area or New York area sometime. I saw something like that. You may want to look it up online.
Yeah, I know they're coming to M3 this year in May.
Oh, that's right. You should go this time.
We'll see. If I'm not in Florida during that weekend, I'll probably go.
Skip the cheerleader things, man. You can miss one of them, okay?
Yeah, that's not the one to miss.
Okay, well, just so you guys know out there, Danny's not a cheerleader. He has daughters that do it, okay? He's not a cheerleader.
Yeah. I am not a cheerleader. Nobody wants to see that.
No, not one person. Okay, you ready for this, sir?
Yep.
Question one for you. Motley Crue has two U.S. top 10 singles in their career. Can you name them?
I'm going to say Home Sweet Home.
Incorrect.
Really?
I know, shocking.
I would have thought that's their number one hit.
No, only went to 37, I believe.
Jeez. I'll say Dr. Feelgood.
Yep, that's one of them. So you got one. The other one is kind of, it's from the same album, but it's not what you'd think it would be. It's kind of weird. It's a ballad.
Shoot, I blew my ballad wad on Home Sweet Home.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah. Damn it. I don't know.
All right, it's Without You.
Without You.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That song, Home Sweet Home?
That song went to number 8.
Oh, man.
Dr. Feelgood went to 6, which is kind of surprising a song that heavy would go to 6, but
yeah, really.
You would think
Home Sweet Home was huge.
Well, I guess they played it a lot. It charted twice. I think it charted with the first album it came on, and then it charted again when the greatest hits came out, and that's when it went to 37. But yeah,
wow,
they played the crap out of it on MTV.
Oh yeah, they did. That was all over the place.
But no, Without You, which is a song they never play.
Yeah, well, I've got half a point, I guess.
Yeah, all right, you're on your way.
One for once. So let's try out question number two. Who made up the co-headlining tour titled "Kill 'Em All for One"?
Okay, this is one that I went to. I think you did too.
I did.
And different parts of the country. I saw them in the Cedar Country Club. That would be Metallica opening for Raven.
That is correct. What a great show, man.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, Kill 'Em All was Metallica's debut album, and All for One was Raven's album at the time. So
when Raven was still not tarnished by Atlantic Records, they were still great.
Oh, they were so good back then, man. The guys were completely insane, but what a great concert.
Oh, absolutely. Miss those times.
Yeah, good times, good times.
Okay, we're ready for the real name game. You're really good at this one.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's the guy's real name, and you give me his rock star name. He's going to be on tour this summer. His name is Richard Allen Ream. Richard Ream. No wonder he changed it.
I'm going to say it's Rick Allen from Def Leppard.
Ooh, good guess, but incorrect. Same tour, though.
Same tour.
Same tour this summer. There's a big stadium tour happening, and this guy is on it.
Oh, man. So that's Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Joan Jett. Oh, man. One other band.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I can't. Oh, it's. I think it was the one band that I would really want to see.
Original members. You saw the lead singer at M3, and we walked out.
Oh, Poison.
Yep. So who is Richard Allen Ream?
I'll say CC DeVille.
You're close.
Oh, Ricky Rocket.
It's Ricky Rocket.
Yeah.
Richard Ream. Yeah.
Richard Ream. Yeah, Ricky Rocket's a lot better for, especially for a guy in Poison.
Now, if Richard Ream was a member of the Dickies, yeah, that makes sense. But no, he's in Poison. So all right. You are a half. You have a half point.
Man.
And I got two in this new year of 2020. Pretty exciting, huh?
Very exciting. So great. New decade.
Woohoo.
Ooh. Okay, question three for you. Can you name the guitar player that played on albums by Kiss, Meatloaf, Michael Bolton, and Wasp?
My guess would be Bob Kulick.
That is correct. Man, look at you, 3 for 3.
Oh, I'm starting off the new year right. Woohoo! Man,
you ate your Wheaties this morning.
Yeah, sweet. I think it was Special K this time, but yeah. Still good stuff.
Yeah, he was on 2 Wasp albums.
I couldn't tell you which ones, though.
Of course, he played all over Kiss albums, and he's the one that suggested his brother Bruce for the band. So.
Which is weird, because Bruce now has a restraining order against his brother.
Does he really?
Yeah, I guess they had a Kulick Brothers thing going for the Kiss crews, and I guess they had a beef with each other, and I guess Bruce is afraid of his big brother Bob and put a restraining
order. Wow.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Wow, okay. I thought they were, like, really tight.
I guess they were. Not anymore.
Not within 500 yards or whatever.
No. All right, question 3 for you. Let's see if you can get this one. Okay. The band Riot has been around since the 70s, but when founding member Mark Rial died in 2012, the band continued on under another name. What is it?
Oh, wow.
And they still are still around.
I know it's not Quiet Riot. Oh, get it?
Oh.
See what I did there?
That was good. But you're closer than you think.
Oh, man. I don't know. I didn't know they were still continuing on. I thought when Mark died that was it.
All right, and the answer is they're now known as Riot 5. With a V is a 5.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason I know that is I was on YouTube 2 days ago, and I guess the Classic Metal Show posted something. There's a Riot documentary of their whole entire career.
Really?
With a lot of stuff from the early days. It's interviews old band members from Ground Zero all the way to today. It's really good because I wasn't familiar with the really old stuff, and I'm definitely not familiar with the stuff that happened in the last 20 years.
Oh, no.
Because I checked that out for Rhett Forrester.
Yeah.
Thundersteel exactly. And On, I have no idea. But watching it, some of that stuff's pretty good.
Yeah.
So definitely check out that Riot documentary.
And you said it's on Netflix or YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
Okay. Nice. Yeah,
and it's in three parts. So
okay.
I forgot. It's based on one of their songs. I can't remember. But if you put Riot documentary, you'll come across it. It's pretty good.
Well, I'll definitely check it out. I like Riot from back in the day. Rhett Forrester and the two albums before him, so.
Yeah, they went from a hard rock band to kind of like Rhett Forrester had more of a bluesy quality, and then Thundersteel On, it's more almost, they call them pre-power metal, because it is. It's like symphonic metal. It's still good, but it's just they're so different.
Yeah, I'm into the Swords and Tequila type.
Yeah, and me too.
Lone Shark.
Collecting payments overdue. I was singing that the other day. I think I was mowing the lawn. I'm a lone shark.
As you're mowing your lawn, yeah.
Yeah, weird, huh? Nice. People are looking at me, what is wrong with that guy?
Just stay away from him, kids.
Yeah, so that concludes our rapid fire. So go out and buy some of that Riot stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. This stuff's great.
Get your $600 Motley Crue Def Leppard tickets. I was thinking about that. They're charging way too much for that tour. I have a feeling if you wait like the day of the show, you can get like Groupon dirt cheap tickets because I think they sold all those tickets to the second market, and they're not going to sell for that much. They're crazy.
No, no way. Especially after the bullshit Motley Crue pulled. I mean, signing a contract and never tour again, and then, never mind.
Yeah, when
I think we'll tour.
Flash millions in front of them. Heck yeah, we're going to get in shape and tour.
Yeah.
I get it. I get why you're doing
it. I'll do some sit-ups.
Yeah, Mick Mars is still alive. Let's keep playing. I would go if it was reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Joan Jett, so. Everybody else I've already seen.
Yeah, that's the only band I haven't seen.
It would be fun. I don't know what stadium they're playing around you, but.
They're playing, I don't remember if it was the Philly Stadium or the Eagle Stadium, but one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think they might be playing the brand new Rams Charger Stadium here. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, see, I don't want to sit in a 60,000-person stadium. And you got, I mean, who are you going to see? You're going to be watching a video screen.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah.
I don't like stadium shows. The last one I went to was Kiss and Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. But I'd rather see them indoors. Be a lot closer.
Exactly.
So the heck with them. So forget those tickets. Get them when they're cheap. Yeah. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, get them with Groupon with 2-for-1 for $50.
Just wait the day of the show or the right before, you know, one day prior. They're going to paper those shows. Guaranteed. And on that note, click.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
Okay, boys and girls out there, Danny came up with a new bit, which is kind of based on an old radio bit years and years ago where they used to play like 12 songs and like second clips, and yet people would call in and have to guess the songs, and it was really hard. Of course, we don't want you to struggle that much, so we're going to make it easier.
Don't want anybody getting hurt.
No, so we're going to call this 6 in 30 until we come up with something better. So basically, there's 6 clips within 30 seconds, and you have to give me either the band or the song. And it's based on these little clips. You play along at home. We'll probably play it. We'll play the 30-second clip once straight through. And then if you don't have them all, we'll play it for you again. See if you can get it. Yeah. See if it works. If it sucks, we'll never do it again. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, so Danny, go ahead and play the 30-second clip. Get your pencil ready and see if you can name all these artists or songs. There is a theme running through this. And I forgot to tell you, the theme of this one is all of these artists start with the letter tea.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I came up with. So let's see how it goes.
I'm not sure I had a theme to mind, but...
Okay.
And I came up with the bit.
Yeah, you told me to get a theme, damn it.
Way to go, Dan.
It could have been all bands from New York or whatever, or all girl groups or whatever. But no, I had to come up with one. I got a theme. All right, go ahead.
How about all my songs are really awesome? How about that?
Okay, that's a theme. That'll work.
All right, so here we go.
Like that. Okay, you've heard six songs in 30 seconds. Do you need to hear it again?
Yeah, I got all of the bands except number three. And number six, I know the song. I can't remember the name of the band.
Well, play it again. Maybe it'll come to you when you hear it.
All right, let's play this again.
Okay, Danny, you've heard six songs in 30 seconds. Tell me the first one.
That was definitely Twisted Sister. Can't Stop Rock and Roll.
That is correct.
The next one is The Tubes. Talk to you later.
Yep. Two for two.
The next one, I have no clue.
Okay, we'll skip that one.
All right. The next one is Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yep. You're three for four. Go for it.
The next one is Terrible Ted.
Yep.
The last one.
Three words. Remember, it starts with a T.
Third Eye Blind.
Yep. You are five for six. The one you didn't get was number three.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That is a band from Norway.
Norway with a T.
And that little riff is from a song that is the actual title of the album and the song. I'm not sure if you know that album. It's a great album, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that riff at all.
You know any bands from Norway that start with T?
TNT?
Correct.
Oh, man.
So we're going to give you 5 out of 6 on that one. So, yeah, TNT, right. That's my religion.
Nice.
It's a good song too. Wow, well, I wasn't. I know it was pretty easy there. The third Eye Blind, I thought maybe you'd struggle with, but TNT, I knew that was the tough one.
Yeah, because you could have picked another song. It might have been easier, but that one, man.
Yeah, because I want to get riffs or melodies, so you could kind of get it right away. All right, here's a bonus trivia: the second song by the Tubes. Who is that playing guitar?
That's Steve Lukather.
That is correct. Steve Lukather did that riff.
He's all over the place in the Tubes, and apparently the guy in the Tubes was pretty pissed that he did that, but they brought him in. They were looking for studio guys that could handle it, and of course, Lukather can handle anything.
And he came up with the riff.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like the Tubes a lot. They're so cool.
Yeah, I like some of their stuff. But I saw them play softball once at Woodland Hills Park.
Oh, okay.
They played a radio station. There's the Tubes. And Fee Waybill could really hit. I mean, he was really good. he was an athlete. He actually wrote some songs with Richard Marx, too.
Right.
Yeah, some of his big hits. So, yeah, talented guy. Still like White Punks on Dope. That's a good tune. Yeah.
Good song.
Never seen them live. I heard they're really theatrical, but maybe one of these
days. Yeah. Totally. They had a whole stage thing and had dancers and actors and all kinds of skits for each of the songs.
Yeah.
Because basically all their songs are satire on different society, things in society. So it's makes sense that it would be all theatrical.
And they play around here occasionally. I think next time they play around me, I'll just go just to see it once and say, hey, I saw it.
Absolutely.
But I may only know like four songs, so.
Well, you know, Talk to You Later and She's a Beauty. And
White Punk's on Dope.
Yeah.
And there's one more that I can, maybe. Maybe three.
You'd know a few more, I bet.
You couldn't even name them. See, they don't have that many big hits. They were on MTV for like maybe a year or two, and that was it.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun. How about you? How about you give me some 6 and 30 and see how I do?
All right. Go ahead and play the clip. See how you do. Some of these are going to be pretty tough, I think.
But you have no theme. Like I gave you a great theme, and you're not giving me squat.
Mine, they really aren't too hard. I think you'll get all of these.
All right, let's play along at home. Let's see how we do. Some of them I got right away immediately, and there's two that I'm not sure about. I know them, but I can't think of it. So the first one I know for sure. Third, fourth, and fifth I got right away, but two and six, I got to hear these again.
Yeah, all right.
So let's try this again here. Okay. Oh, I might get 5 out of 6 too on this. All right. First one is definitely Anthrax.
That is correct.
Indians, War Dance. Yeah, that's cool. Second one's where I'm struggling. I know the song. And this is going to be a guess. Is it Soundgarden?
No! Oh, you're very close.
Okay, I'll have to skip that. Go back.
Very, very close.
Okay, third one was Harum Scarum.
Yep. The fourth song is called Change Comes Around.
My favorite Harum Scarum song.
Oh, it's awesome.
Journey was next.
That was a gimme.
Yeah. Kiss.
Yeah, another gimme.
And the last one I struggle with, but I think it's Accept.
That is correct.
And so I got 5 out of 6. No. God, what is that? Is it that band that was an offshoot of Soundgarden?
Yes.
Oh, God, what the hell is the name of that band? It's got the guy with Rage in it, and it's got Chris Cornell, right?
Yeah.
Fudge. What is the name of that band? Same in the song, Cochise? Cochise?
Yep, that is the name of the song.
What the hell is the name of the band? Oh, my God, I think I sent you all the albums, too. I'm drawing a... What letters to start with?
A.
Wow. It
starts with Audio and ends with Slave.
Audio Slave. Oh, man. Man.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel stupid. Yeah,
that's
but
that's one of the best riffs ever.
No. I wouldn't go that far, but it's a good song.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you like this bit, we'll call it 6 and 30 or whatever the heck we come up with. It was kind of fun to play. It was fun to set up, that's for sure. I like
it. Yeah, it was kind of interesting picking the songs and then the clips from each song.
Yeah, next time give me a damn theme, huh?
All right, next time. I guess I could have gone with a Native American theme with the first two songs.
There you go.
Then I don't know what the other songs I would have done.
Yeah, we can come up with all kinds of things.
Maybe that Cher song.
Oh, Half Breed?
Half Breed.
All I have. Yeah. We can try to get creative. I don't know.
Hopefully, hey, you got Tony Orlando, so what do you...
Hey, I had to make some people laugh out there, but you knew it right away, didn't you? So all you guys are thinking you're hardcore and all that, and if you got that too, you're not as hardcore as you think you are. Because everybody knows that damn song.
You got to be well-rounded. If you call yourself a music fan, you got to be well-rounded.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, go out and buy Tony Orlando's and Don's Greatest Hits on, I don't know, where do you buy it now? I don't think Apple iTunes has music anymore. They're going to cancel music, I think.
I don't know.
I think everybody listens to the music on Spotify now or
yeah, all those, or YouTube.
Yeah, all that stuff. I think you and I are the only ones that have CDs.
Yeah, then I'd be getting rid of mine, so.
Yeah, I don't even listen to my CDs. I have them. Maybe when the World War III happens and there's no music around, I'll still have CDs.
You'll be set.
Yeah.
When all the servers are down.
Yeah, when I pass away, I'm sure my wife will throw mine in the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Or sell them, I don't know.